you're ready to take your leadership to the next level, you're in the right place. This is the Think on Purpose podcast, and I'm your host, Jen Fry. Let's dive in. Hey, friends, welcome back. If you have ever had an experience at work where you thought things were going to go one way and they went a totally different direction, and you felt this sort of like wobbly, insecure feeling, this episode is for you. I'm not sure I actually have a ton of advice this time, but I just want to let you know the experience that I'm having in hopes that sharing my story might help other people to recognize you're not alone and this experience totally makes sense. So I have been working as a contract coach for about 3 years and just last week discovered that my contract was going to end. Now that in and of itself wasn't a shock. That's sort of the nature of contract work, right? You know it's not going to be forever. You know that it's a temporary situation. And yet when it happens, it still sort of feels like, why now? Why me? Why not one more week? Why not more notice? And then those questions very quickly, for me at least, went into shoulds. I should have known. I should have been planning. I should have been more prepared. A lot of self-judgment, a lot of beating myself up. And so as I'm sort of coming into this experience, I'm recognizing these different patterns are also something that I do a lot in my everyday life. Because I've said it before, and I'll say it again, how we do one thing is how we do everything. And I'm recognizing I've sort of been training myself to treat myself in this way so that when something bigger comes up, this is how I'm used to talking to myself. This is the pattern my brain is used to going into. I'm used to going into a little bit of a victim mode. And then from the victim mode, which sounds like, you know, why me? It's not fair. And then I go into some self-criticism, which sounds like what I was just saying. I should have known better. I should have been more prepared. And so I'm really trying to treat this experience as a way to acknowledge my patterns and also a way to really start learning new ways to do this, new ways of facing difficulty. Because the truth is, it's probably not going away. Difficult situations are probably going to be a recurring theme in my life and most likely yours as well. So if we know that to be true, how can I make just a little bit of a better experience for myself? And I think when I first started coaching, the answer would have been, well, reframe, right? That's a very popular coaching technique, is to reframe the thought so that you have a better experience. And I think sometimes that can be super helpful. But the risk is, in doing an immediate reframe, I miss the learning of like staying in the yuck. I miss the learning of how can I be with myself? How can I support myself in the unknown? Because I think that's really what this is, right? It's an uncertainty. It's being in the middle. I don't know what's next. The thing that I was doing is behind me. And so I'm in this state of like the in-between. So as I'm thinking about it, the first thing I recognized is instead of wishing things were different, I really need to start with just accepting what is. What are the facts? What exactly is going on? And just like acknowledging it and allowing it to feel kind of terrible. So I have a last day of work. That's the known. Everything else is unknown. Everything else about why this day or why me or why this timing, it's all going to be just made up story in my head that probably isn't going to be super helpful. And when I ask myself those questions, there's really no answers that actually make me feel better. So can I just stay in this like kind of sticky, yucky spot? When I was going through coach certification, we called it like the river of misery, the unknown. And that is like really resonating with me right now. So can I just allow myself to acknowledge, this is what I'm going through. This is how it feels. And this is the known. Other than that, I don't have a lot of other information. From there, I can start to picture a different future. I thought it was going to look different. And I've had so many of these experiences, right? And I'm sure any of you listening have, whether it's work, whether it's relationship, whether it's anything that we've gone after and we thought things were going to go a certain way. especially if we're planners and we're like, wait a minute, I set everything up so that this would work out just so, and now it's not, and I don't like it. You can feel that like tension. You can feel that like resistance and agitation. I don't like it. I don't want it. But if I can just allow it and recognize, well, this is what's happening, now I can take a deep breath and decide where to go next. And instead of going into the shoulds and shoulding myself to death and feeling like I somehow should have been a better predictor of the future, which again, I don't know about all of you, but my ability to read a crystal ball is not great. I'm not a good mind reader. I tell that to my husband and kids all the time. I'm not a great like forecaster of the weather. And I certainly have no idea what the future holds. So can I just give myself some grace and compassion and recognize, so interesting, I thought things were going to go one way, they went another, it's totally fine. And how I feel totally makes sense. That wobbliness totally makes sense. So I'm not trying to reframe. I'm not trying to turn this into sunshine and roses. I am just trying to acknowledge the situation and understand that whatever the feelings are, totally makes sense. From here, when I'm not shooting myself, now my brain can actually open up to possibility. I can start to ask, what can I do with those hours that I had scheduled for the contract work? What can I do instead? What would be fun? What might it look like to invest that time in a different way? Now I start to feel a little bit of possibility. It's still hanging on alongside the wobbliness. It's not like I'm 100% in this place of like optimism, but I can sort of sense myself going in and out of it. And that's kind of where I am right now. I'm hoping that I'll be able to get to a place where as I continue to just like sit with this and be in that wobbly place, that will start to decrease a little bit. And I'll start to be able to move into a little bit more of the possibility of the presence of like, what could be next? What could this look like? Because I also know a couple of truths about myself. I also know that I'm resilient and I'm very, very resourceful. So I don't have to worry that I'm going to be like sitting on the couch for weeks and weeks and weeks, eating chips and watching Netflix. I know this about myself. And the reason this is important is because if I know there's no like long-term danger of simply just not doing anything, I can also give myself a little time and a little bit of space to just sort of breathe and be here. Because I think my normal tendency is like, okay, this doesn't feel good. Got to solve, got to figure it out right away. But I have so much evidence that I always figure it out. I have so much evidence that I want to do this work. I have so much evidence that I have something valuable to contribute to the world. And I'm not going to stop myself from that, which means I can allow myself like a little bit of time to feel bad, a little bit of time to get recalibrated. And then I know that I've allowed myself to be where I am and I can move forward from a place of like self-compassion, but also a place of wanting to serve. And that feels amazing. So I think it's just like recognizing these different shifts. Again, does that mean that's always where I am? Absolutely not. I absolutely have moments of the why me. I absolutely have the moments of the shoulding. I'm just starting to notice it. And then I get to decide how much time I want to spend there. And then I know exactly how to move myself into a slightly different space. And that is a skill I never had before coaching. So if you feel like you just get sort of stuck, or you feel like I don't know what to do, or I don't know how to handle these big emotions when things don't go the way I thought they would, here's what I want to offer you, is to just notice and like let it wash over you. I've been practicing this idea of like the emotion and the urgency and the scarcity and all these big emotions. It's like, let it wash over me like a wave, but then like a wave, it also recedes back into the water. And I'm experiencing this sort of back and forth flow. And I kind of like it. I'm actually kind of enjoying being with it as opposed to trying to make it go away or trying to rush the process. So if you're in this spot, I don't know if that's great advice for you, but it's working for me. And I'll keep you updated on what's next, and I'll keep you updated on all the exciting decisions that I get to make. But for now, I just want you to know I'm sort of in this in between and I'm moving through different emotions and I'm moving through the space of just trying to support myself. So if you're in a difficult spot too, let me know so that I can support you and that you know you're not alone. There'll be more to come. I'll tell you more about the story and I'm excited to see where this chapter brings me. And there's some sadness and there's that feeling of this chapter is closed. But I do know myself well enough to know that I always figure out the next thing. So maybe that's what I'll leave you with is that piece of self-trust, even when things are hard, even when things don't go the way we planned, how can we use this as an opportunity to cultivate self-trust? I'll see you soon, friends.
Hey, don't forget to like and follow me on Instagram at jen.fry.coaching, where we share more tips, more personal stories, and continue our journey to think on purpose. And if you like today's episode, click those three dots and share it with a friend.